Well, welcome once again to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Steve Clifton, and I serve as the Connections Director at our Lewis Center campus. Friday is, as you know, usually the day that, as Pastor Jeff puts it, we venture off the weekly teaching topic and go where the Lord takes us. I'm personally privileged to step in for a few weeks and share a little bit about what God's been doing in my life. Near the beginning of the year, my family and I started reading the daily excerpts from the new book, Just Thinking, by our very own Pastor Dean, Chris Joseph, and Sean Patrick. One of the stories early on was reflecting on 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 12, which says, "Be careful to live properly among your unbelieving neighbors. Then, even if they accuse you of doing wrong, they will see your honorable behavior, and they will give honor to God when He judges the world." As I dug in a bit, I found this verse and the one preceding, it's actually an introduction to a whole section of this biblical letter from Peter, where he goes on to explain how believers should live as exiles in a world that rejects the message. Now, for our family, this prompted some good conversation around the dinner table, my wife and my three daughters, as it relates to how we're being watched. For my kids, that they talked about how they're being watched by their friends, and then maybe how they're being watched for the younger ones by their teachers, which their mom and I get the opportunity to hear about during those parent-teacher conferences we all love. And then, but for my wife and I, it was more about, you know, the people that we spend time with outside the family the most, which are the people that we work with day in, day out. Some of you may know that a little over a year ago, I left the corporate work environment after 23 years of working for two large corporations here in Central Ohio to go into full-time ministry. God was created an opportunity for me to transition from one of those organizations and really just put this job that I'm in really right in my lap. And I'm grateful for it. But one of the things that I've realized the most in that transition, really as I was kind of stepping out of my last role, is just how impactful you can be at your workplace with your mission. I think a lot of people, maybe even including me before now, would like to romanticize, if you will, what it means to work in full-time ministry, but are maybe too quick to overlook the opportunity that they have right in front of them to be the hands and feet of Jesus with the people they work right next to, they work with every day. As I reflect back on my time with those companies that I was working for before, that's one of the things that I miss the most, is having an opportunity to be a light in a dark place. This verse tells us that we are being watched, that people are watching us, and that people are looking at how we react to things and things that we focus our attention on, and really, how does that reflect what we're putting our faith in? Are we putting our faith in man, and or are we putting our faith in God? And so, as we wrap up today, I'm gonna pray this verse back to God. I'm gonna ask God to open our eyes to opportunities that exist with our coworkers and our workplace, or maybe our fellow schoolmates, or our fellow teammates on our sports teams, and I'm going to pray that He would embolden us as we attempt to live, like I said, as exiles in a world that seems to reject that message. So I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to give you an opportunity to pray as well. God, we thank You for the opportunity that we have to be on mission for You in the places that You've put us. Lord, I pray that we would bloom where we're planted. And like this verse says, Lord, I pray that we'd be careful, God, that we would be careful. And when I say that, I mean diligent and intentional, God, that we'd be careful to live properly among our unbelieving neighbors. And Lord, we know that the people are watching us, and we pray that even if they accuse us of doing something, that they would see right past that, God, that they would see You in us, and that they would ultimately see honorable behavior that glorifies You, God, and that they would give, and we would be quick to give You the glory and the honor because of all the great things that You do through us and around us. And God, I just pray for this week that you create opportunities for us to witness to our coworkers and our classmates. I know it might be from a distance right now, God, but the way in which we react to challenges that we face working remotely or learning remotely and those types of things, God, people are watching that too. And I just pray for opportunities to reflect your character and that people would ultimately again see you through us. It's in your son's beautiful name we pray. Amen. So take a minute and pray for yourself, and we pray that you would join us at one of our three campuses this Sunday, either online or in person, and you join us next week for other Drivecast episodes.